I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so grateful that you have decided to join us. We have an awesome show going to happen for you this morning. Our weekly winning word this week is sustain. I like that word, sustain. It actually means continue or maintain for a period of time. So that's our weekly winning word, and you'll be getting that for our members out there, all of our I've Decided members. You'll be getting your weekly winning resource this afternoon in your inbox, and so look out for that. But we are going to be talking to my friend and guest, Chris Setti, today. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
I'm so excited about this show because I know I don't really know a whole lot about the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. I see it everywhere. We're going to be using GPEDC.
Or even EDC will be
EDC.
Fine.
Okay, EDC for short, because it is a mouthful. But, you know, I've been talking to you about coming on the show because you're pretty popular in this town.
Well, I don't know about popular, but I've been around for a while.
You were the assistant city manager for many years.
Yes.
So a lot of people might recognize your name from that.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden on Facebook this past week, floating around, I saw that you've just become a board member for the CFCI.
Right. Yep. Community Foundation of Central Illinois. So it's a great organization here in town that does, you know, a lot of work to advance our community as well.
Yeah. And so you're posted all over Facebook. You said before we started airing the show, you go, man, it's a volunteer position. I didn't realize it.
Right. Maybe next time I'll ask him for money to join the board if I'm going to get as many.
Maybe you missed the boat on that one.
I did. Yeah.
They were like, man, this dude's going to volunteer for this. This is awesome. No, it is a volunteer position.
But it's a great organization. I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah. And how fortunate for them that they have you. And I know we couldn't start the show without talking about your awesome wife, too.
She is amazing as well.
She is amazing. Eileen Setti. She's a friend of mine. I should say Dr. Setti.
Correct.
Had her on the show before because she's got a really cool story about getting her PhD later in life.
Yes.
And just got a huge promotion out at Methodist College.
Yep.
She's now running the show out there.
Well, she probably likes to think that, but she's the dean of arts and sciences there.
Yeah, I bet they listen. I bet they listen to Dr. Setti.
I know I do.
I bet. Good answer. All right, that's awesome. So I just thought that your new role, I say new, it's not so new anymore. How long have you been working for the EDC?
I worked for the city of Peoria for 12 years. So I've only worked for the EDC for a year and a half, but it still feels new. And I still run into people like, how do you like the new job? And I think it's because I was in the old job for so long that this still feels relatively new. So it's just been about a year and a half now.
Yeah. So not quite so new anymore. You're kind of starting to probably feel a little comfortable there.
Well,
I got an idea.
My whole first year, I said I was just having my first budget, my first board meetings, my first annual review. And now I have no more excuses because I've done everything once now. So now I'm going through everything for the second time.
Right. So it's not so new anymore. But then the GPEDC is kind of new. I don't know. I don't 100% understand everything that you guys have going on. So I bet a lot of our listeners may not understand everything that you guys have going on. But it is, I think, one of the many, many, many great things about our city is that the new startups, we have a lot of new startups and you guys are involved with that. So just as we start the show, Chris, help us. Give us a good understanding of exactly what your organization
does. Sure. So, yeah, let me maybe start real broadly about what we do and why we exist. And actually, we're a very old organization. This organization has been around since the 80s in one form or another by different names. It's really only been named the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council for about 5 to 6 years. But it used to be part of the Heartland Partnership. It was called the Economic Development Council of Central Illinois for a while. Our incorporated name is the Economic Development Council for the Peoria area. So it's gone through a couple of iterations of names, but really what we are is the regional economic development organization for a five-county region. And we define our five counties as Peoria, Tazewell, Woodford County, and then Mason and Logan counties. Some of your listening audience might not be as familiar with Mason and Logan counties. Mason County is where Havana is the county seat of Mason, and then Lincoln is the county seat of Logan. So we cover this five county area, and what we really look to provide are these regional economic development services. And it's important that we distinguish what it means about the regional nature of our organization. So for 12 years, I worked for the city of Peoria in their economic development department. And in that case, my role there was very much how do we identify the problems and the solutions and try to drive business opportunities in the city of Peoria. When we look at a regional organization, we're really looking at region wide, because the reality is that jobs, and that's really what my organization is all about. How can we create more jobs in the community, and that creates more income and more wealth, more opportunity for people? But the reality is that jobs don't matter where their borders are. There are plenty of folks that live in Morton and work in Peoria, work in Peoria or live in Peoria and work in Pekin. This is a regional economy, and that often the borders are political borders, but we cross the bridge every day. We cross city lines and county lines, and most individuals don't even recognize that they're doing it when they do so. So all of the counties and the cities and the corporations that we work with all recognize the value of a regional approach to economic development, which is why we call our organization the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council, because we live in this region that we call Greater Peoria. We used to be called the Economic Development Council of Central Illinois, but in the rest of the world, Central Illinois could be Springfield, it could be Bloomington Normal. So we really have made a collective effort to say, this is the region that we live in. And whether you live in Morton or Washington or Bartonville or the city of Peoria, you live in this Greater Peoria region. So we really take that to heart and work on a variety of programming that helps the entire region, and that that ranges from business attraction and trying to grab, bring new businesses here to the region, but also working with our existing businesses to help them grow, working on our workforce development to make sure that there is a pipeline of employees that are ready to go for companies when they need them. And then also, I think what maybe you want to focus on a little bit more is really about the startups and how we can work to build brand new businesses in our community.
I do, because I know there's a little branch of what you guys do, 1 Million Cups in the Nest. And when I first started with I've Decided, it kind of, I told you, was a bouncing board for me. I was able to kind of get my message together and share it to an audience to get feedback. And I was there every week for a year and loved it. So we'll talk more about that when we get back from break. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are happy to have you with us this morning. If you've been listening, you have been hearing Chris Setti. He is our guest today. He is the CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council, otherwise known as the GPEDC, and just giving us a lot of great information about what they do and what they are helping us with here in our city and all of the surrounding area. Our weekly winning word is sustain. And I love that word. And, you know, we have to sustain our city. We have to sustain a lot of things, but we need to sustain our area, the Greater Peoria area, and keep it great and keep bringing in great businesses and help the ones who are here. And but as I was saying before our last break, Chris, the startup community, just the ideas that come out of Peoria in general is just really cool. Don't you think that we have a real unique, it goes back to if it plays in Peoria.
Right. Absolutely.
I don't know. There's some, it's like we have this little hub here.
You know, and it's, if you know, you mentioned the word sustain or sustainability, and that's a word that's become very popular in our modern, you know, lexicon about sustainability. But really, what is this? How do you persevere? And how do you, sometimes it's about how do you reinvent yourself and how do you keep yourself going year after year after year? So when we think about our community, we have these really great pillars of our economy in our region, right? So obviously manufacturing with Caterpillar, Komatsu, Keystone Steel and Wire, you know, Caterpillar, a lot of people like to talk about the relocation of their headquarters, but they still have almost 13,000 employees here. So their largest employment base in the entire company is here in the Peoria area. Obviously, healthcare is a growing sector of our economy, you know, with the presence not only of our great hospitals like Unity Point Methodist and Pekin and OSF St. Francis, but a hospital system being headquartered here. And then the thing that some of us city dwellers don't really think about is agriculture and how important agriculture is, you know, to our regional economy. And then the companies that come out of that aren't just about the farms, but companies like Precision Planting and 360 Yield Center and 4B and all of these companies that are built up around the agricultural manufacturing space. So when we really, though, when we think about the sustainability of the region, we really also need to think about those businesses that haven't yet been born, or as businesses are born, and how do we help them sustain themselves as they grow? So that's one of the areas that the EDC kind of has taken on is trying to help build that ecosystem along with a lot of other partners so that we are creating a culture in which companies can thrive. So that when there's an entrepreneur with an idea, and it can range really from what we would call a lifestyle business or a small business that might be a restaurant or a barbershop or a landscaping operation, all the way up to a company that's got kind of some breakthrough, disruptive idea or scalable idea that they want to, you know, make large. You know, one of the things I often say is that Caterpillar was once a very small company that was actually headquartered in East Peoria, right? And then they grew to be this massive company. But somewhere along the way, they were a very small company that grew. And so what we are always looking for is what are those opportunities to find those other companies? And our organization, we have some programming, you know, that helps people at any particular stage. And again, we have a lot of great partners. The Small Business Development Center at Bradley. What Denise Moore is doing at the Minority Business Development Center. So we are not alone. We're all kind of working together to shape this ecosystem as best we can. Some of the things that are happening with the Peoria Innovation Alliance as well. So we are working. So you mentioned the Nest. So we have a place in the Warehouse District. It's just a co-working space. It costs somebody $100 a month. And maybe they just need a place to call their office. This is for both entrepreneurs. And this is even for people with jobs, right? So people who are remote workers who may have, we have one member who is, he's actually the CFO for an online bank. And he comes to but this bank is actually headquartered, I think, in Marina Del Rey, California. But he lives here in Peoria. I think he actually lives in Morton. And he comes to the Nest because he doesn't want to work from his home, even though he's a remote worker. So he can come to the Nest. So we have a lot of freelancers and people who are working on their own dreams. And the Nest just offers them a space to do that for $100 a month. We offer some programming in collaboration with Bradley University. We have started a program called Co-Starters, which is a 9-week kind of like a business accelerator, business boot camp. We're just now wrapping up our first cohort. We had 10 members that joined Co-Starters, 10 women, actually. That wasn't planned. But our first 10 co-starters were all women.
That's
and
awesome.
It was great. And they range from a woman who makes pudding and cakes, to a woman that wants to start a solar panel installation business. So it really runs the gamut. But the idea is to help them move through their own customer discovery process and their own business canvas model, and to make them understand, help them understand what they need to do in order to position themselves for success. So we work, and those are companies that really do range from what we would call a lifestyle business. You know, somebody who wants to be a personal coach, somebody, you know, one of the women who wants to potentially open a wine bar at some point, you know, Main Street sized businesses, all the way up to somebody who wants to, you know, wants to kind of revolutionize the way the salon industry is structured. So it's been a really great opportunity. We'll be having another Co-Starters cohort start right after Labor Day. So people can check out our website for that information. You know, so we're always looking to do things that help kind of move that needle. We've been working with OSF Healthcare, as well as ICC and a bunch of other community partners on the idea of creating what's called the, what will be called, probably be called something else down the road, but right now we're calling the Peoria Innovation Hub, which will take what's called the Thomas Building, which is in downtown. It's ICC's former medical education building that's just right here, about a block from the studios that we're sitting in right now, and turn that into a space that will really work with entrepreneurs to help them. It'll have a what's called a makerspace in it, which has all of the tools one would need to do some like prototyping of a product. So it works much like the way a gym, you join a gym because you can't afford to own all of that Nautilus equipment and all of those free weights and all of the things that a gymnasium has or health health club has. That's the same way a makerspaces work. Is the tools that people need to sometimes develop a product, whether that's a lathe or a press or welding materials or big sewing machines, will all be present there. And then people can pay a membership and then take advantage of all of those things. We're going to have a digital, some digital capabilities for some supercomputing, some co-working space, some ability to really help folks, get their ideas off the ground.
You're speaking my language now, Chris, because that's exactly what we do at I've Decided, just for the mind, right? So out at the garden where dreams grow.
Right.
And I just love hearing what you're saying, because you are going to be able to provide that resource, that one place, that hub for small businesses, so they don't have to purchase all that stuff on their own. They can share that cost, right?
Yep.
And that's what we are at I've Decided too, a hub where someone who has an idea, a goal, a dream, whatever it is, they want to live healthy, they want to write a book, they want to open their own business, and they come into the garden, we say, here's where you need to go, here's what you need to do, provide them, you know, all those resources to help them to get started.
Yep.
And so I love learning, because I know that we'll be able to collaborate and know, should send people your way. So that is so awesome. All right, you guys stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And we are so thankful you're with us. Hey, if you've been tuning in, you know that I'm talking to Mr. Chris Seti here. He is the CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council, and just really filling us full of awesome information of some incredible things that are happening here in Peoria. And I know, Chris, off air we were talking, neither one of us are actually Peorians. We weren't born and raised here. Our spouses were, but we weren't. And but we've been here for many, many years, and it's such a great city.
It's an amazing place to live.
I really love Peoria. I don't care where you are. You can find something that might drive you nuts. There's a lot of things that might drive us nuts, but there's a lot of great things, and I like to focus on the positive. Everybody that knows me knows that we focus on what we can change. We focus on the positive, and if there's something that needs to be done, we need to get involved and try to help improve things that need to be changed. But there's a lot of good, and the startup companies here in Peoria is great. We still have a thriving city, and you guys have some amazing things coming out of the EDC, for short, because it's a mouthful to say it all.
Yep.
You were sharing, there's a couple of businesses here that are startups that are right here in Peoria, coming out of Peoria, and are really making it across the country, and even maybe, I don't know, global yet, but definitely.
I think we're going to, in the next few years, you're going to start hearing about some of these companies that are making their mark on a global scale.
Wow.
So here, I'll share a couple of examples. So this one made the news recently, Bump Boxes. Bump Boxes was started really by a person who very well could have been an I Decided client, right? Christine Deering and her husband, Lee Deering, and started when she was pregnant, and was searching out for the best products for her growing baby, right? Like that would be compatible with, her health needs and things like that, and realized there was really nothing out there. And so her and her husband created this company, Bump Boxes, which is a subscription service for expectant moms, and where you can sign up, and then every month, you get another box, that has a set of supplies that are geared for that stage of pregnancy or new parenthood, right? So it shifts from things that that mom needs to keep herself healthy during pregnancy to things that mom and dad and baby need, I think up through their first 2 years of life. This is a company that is growing really fast. They only started like 3 or 4 years ago. At the beginning, they had 3 employees and they did about $1 million in revenue. This year, they're on pace. They have over 40 employees and they're hiring. So you can go to bumpboxes.com because I know they're hiring. They're on track for $20 million in revenue. So this is a company that has moved fast, but it's because they have put their blood, sweat, and tears, you know, into this business. And their model is just completely grown. Now they're working on more of a business-to-business platform where they are working with national companies to offer bump boxes subscriptions to employees as a fringe benefit, so that when an employee comes to the employer and says, "I'm pregnant and I'll be due in 7 months or 6 months or whatever," then they're getting boxes from their branded like their employer, and so it becomes kind of a wellness initiative for
that
their
is
for
so
the,
cool.
And it's a and even what's even cooler about natural with bump boxes, they just created an employee stock option purchase plan, an ESOP. So all of their employees now become part owners in the company. So somebody said to me, I was at this signing ceremony. It was amazing because they have such a great culture there. But somebody said to me out in the parking lot, they are creating future millionaires. Because at some point, this company is going to go public, or they're going to be acquired, or they're going to be a big deal because they're moving so fast and they're way ahead of their competition that all of the people that work there will benefit. So it's a really amazing company that we have here in our region. So they've gone from 3 employees to 45 or 50. I lost count.
And they're hiring.
And they're hiring, right? So more. Another company that, so we don't talk a lot. I mean, Caterpillar and OSF and Unity Point are such big employers in this region that sometimes we don't think about these smaller companies that maybe 10 or 15 years from now will go, oh my gosh, there's 1,000 people working for bump boxes. Or this other company is called Natural Fiber Welding, completely opposite end of the spectrum from an e-commerce building like bump boxes. Natural Fiber Welding's in the textile business, and they're really a disruptor in the textile world, because they've been able, this started at Bradley University with a professor named Luke Haverhals. I think he's a chemical engineering professor who had some technology that he developed while he was worked for the U.S. Navy has the ability to turn natural fibers like cotton to give cotton and other natural fibers the all of the properties that polyester has. You know, and we are all wearing plastic essentially in our clothes. But it's because this plastic is easy to use in the textile industry because it can be poured and molded and shaped really easily, where cotton fibers have to be spun and there's only so much you can do with it. Well, they've made they've discovered this process to make, and it can replace that polyester and give it all of the same properties that polyester and polyurethane have. And it's really amazing.
But use cotton
or any other. It could be hemp. They're working with recycled materials, like recycled cotton. So it's and they're able then to. This could be one of those things that you look at what Uber did or what Amazon has done to disrupt their industries, the taxi industry, or the Uber with brick and mortar retail. Natural fiber welding has the opportunity to do that for the textile industry, which after natural resources like oil and gas is the second largest industry in the entire world.
So this is one that could definitely go global. Yeah. I actually heard them speak at A Million Cups.
It's an amazing
really
company.
It was really cool. I was like, I actually talked about that for 2 weeks after hearing it. I'm like, I can't believe.
When I first met Dr. Haverhals, he was at the Peoria Next Innovation Center and he had one suite. It was probably 400 square feet. They now occupy almost 50,000 square feet, and they are manufacturing their product and working on testing more products and working with large national and international companies who are very interested in what they have to offer.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's a really
and those
cool
are just two. I mean,
that's just two.
Yeah. We have VirtuSense, which is transforming the way that anti-fall technology. Right, so VirtuSense is another company started at the Peoria Next Innovation Center, where they have developed some technology that helps prevent falls for senior citizens in hospitals and in nursing homes. Autonomous stuff, which really isn't even a startup in Morton, that just got acquired by Hexagon, which is this large multi-billion dollar international company, leading the kind, you know, it's a world leader in autonomous driving solutions, and it's headquartered right here in Morton. And they're at the moment, and it may have been running right by our off this studio right now, a pilot vehicle around downtown Peoria. So some really exciting things that
like
are happening.
A pilot vehicle without anyone in it.
It's got a safety driver in it, but they're collecting, but they're collecting data on how to drive a city. And so it's something that's coming, right?
That is amazing.
10, 15 years from now.
Oh my gosh. Can you guys hear the passion in his voice? I don't know. All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. Well, we are wrapping it up here with Mr. Chris Setti, the CEO from the GPEDC. And Chris, there is no denying your passion. I think you're in the right position here.
Okay. I love my job.
I can tell. I love it. And I mean, I'm fired up. And that's what gets me fired up is when I meet someone passionate that's doing what they were called to do and really helping people. I mean, it's a great job, right?
It is.
I said just helping people.
To a group I spoke to the other day, it's a blessing to me that I get paid to help my community, right? Because a lot of people do it. There's a lot of great people that are working, and I've been blessed to be able to build a career around public service. But everybody's out there trying to do their part.
That's awesome. And so, of course, our weekly winning word this week is sustain. And I think you guys, if you've been tuning into the show and you've been listening this morning, I think you would agree that we have some opportunity here in Peoria to sustain this great city that we live in. And you guys are doing some amazing things. And maybe if you're listening this morning and you've got an idea, maybe you're one of those people that you've been kind of sitting on an idea for a long time, I think it's time that you decide to declare it. I think it's time that you stick the stake in the ground and say, you know what? I'm gonna talk about this idea. I want to take the first step, take some action, see what kind of feedback you can get from it. There are some great resources here that can help you. And of course, we talked about the Nest, which is a great resource that you guys have for startups,
yep.
But also A Million Cups.
Right.
Now, A Million Cups, is that funneled out of your organization?
That's
just something you guys kind of support and talk about?
I think originally our organization, or actually it was even a precursor to our organization, then we took it over for a while, and now it kind of runs on its own. So it's the first Wednesday of every month at 8 a.m. It happens at OSF St. Francis's Jump Center on the third floor, and there's a different topic every month, and it's like a coffee club, right? For people who want to get together and, you know, the whole idea, and this is really, you know, what I've decided it's about, what Greater Peoria EDC, what the small business development, it's about getting yourself in touch with other people, right? And connecting to the larger community. And there's lots of doors. You know, the old adage about church, it doesn't matter which door you come through, you know, that once you're there, it's how are you supported? And that's really what the startup ecosystem is like. So there's lots of different people out there that are seeking to help. And we're one of those, and we have lots of great partners like the Turner Center at Bradley and I've Decided,
yeah,
and what you're doing there. So it's just about how do you then connect with the right person? And then if you come to us, if you come to my organization and we're not the right fit for you, we're not just gonna say, sorry, you're not the right fit. We will move you in the right direction to somebody, you know, because different people and will have different stages of their ideas. And we just want to put you in touch with the right people so that idea can grow. Sometimes, you know, the right answer is this is not an idea worthy of pursuit, right? People sometimes have ideas and through a process of customer discovery, they realize there's nobody here to buy this. And that is that's a valuable outcome as well, because what we don't want are failed businesses. And sometimes people, you will see it probably all the time, go into business and they just think, oh, I'm going to start this business without recognizing that, you know, what the actual market is for that business. So that's really what we're here for.
Or the work.
Right. Or the work.
They
right.
think they open the doors and people will come, and it just doesn't work like that.
Absolutely.
I guess every now and then somebody hits the lottery, but it's rare that something right. like that happens. Usually it's a lot of, like you said earlier, blood, sweat, and tears.
Right.
And it takes a lot of work, a lot of money, a lot of time, you know.
Do you have a problem? Is there a problem? Are you solving the problem? And will people pay for the solution? That's really what all businesses are based on. So we're there to help through that process.
So let's say that again.
Is there a problem?
Is there a problem? Can you solve the problem?
And will people pay you to solve it?
And will people pay you to solve it?
Because if the answer to any of those questions is no, then you don't have a business.
Okay, so that's good advice. So if you're listening and you think you have a solution to a serious problem that people might pay money for, then you need to come see Chris, or you need to see someone who works in his office. You might not get to walk in and talk to Chris right away.
Well, I'm actually pretty accessible. I love talking to folks.
Just come out to the garden and see me. I have a cell number. I'll hook you right up. Right. No, I'm teasing. He may not ever come back on a show.
Well, that's really what the Co-Starters program is all about, right? So it'll put you through your paces, right? So it's 9 weeks. It's 3 hours a week for, it's like 9 Mondays in a row, 3 hours each Monday. And where our facilitators take you through that customer discovery process, make you think about things you may not have thought about when it comes to, when it comes to business, like the accounting side, the legal side of things. That customer discovery process is so important to get out and ask people, right? Because you may think you have you may think there's a problem, you may think you have a solution, and you might think that people would buy it. But if you don't start asking people, you'll never know. And that's really what Co-Starters is all about.
Yeah. So, and that you've got a new group. You're taking applications, and that group is starting in September, right after Labor Day.
Right.
How many people can you take?
Our first cohort was 10. I think that's the sweet spot is 10. It's probably anywhere from 8 to 12, because it really becomes a team atmosphere. We actually had two of our co-starter participants start to work together. So we had somebody who's working in the salon area, and somebody who's working in computer applications and SEO, who started working together and kind of create a third business between the two of them. So there's value in the group work. So you don't want it so small of a group that you don't see that,
right.
But too big of a group and you won't actually have any real group dynamic.
Yeah.
So somewhere between 8 and 12, it's a very low cost. It's like $250, which basically buys the binder.
Sure.
And it's a really great opportunity.
It's a course in business.
Well,
it's fabulous.
You have to invest in yourself.
Yes. In fact, the most successful people in our country, in the world, suggest that you invest at least 15% of your income back into yourself.
Right.
And I agree with them. Hands down, 100% agree with them. Real quickly, how do they just go to the website? Is that the best place?
Right.
Can they walk in the office? What?
Yeah, probably the best place to always start is our website, because it's where we try to capture as much information as we can.
Roll it out. What's the website?
It's also a mouthful. I will warn you. It's www.greaterpeoriaedc.org. So that's greaterpeoriaedc.org.
All right. And curious minds want to know, because this is the one question I didn't ask and I was curious. We really only have about 30 seconds left. Where are you guys funded from? Who's funded?
Oh, sure. We are public-private partnership. So we get our money from our investment, what we call it, from all of the counties that participate in that 5-county area, a lot of the cities, and then we get from our great corporate partners, OSF, Unity Point, Caterpillar, a lot of the banks in town, some of the construction companies, and a variety of other folks, because they see the value in a regional economy doing well and that they will benefit if the region benefits.
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes without saying. Smart. Chris, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you. That was great information. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. We want to connect with you. Visit us at ivedecided.org. Join our community. We'll help you achieve your goals and dreams. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?